Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's Uncle Scott from Sundays. We got a lot of touchdowns to watch together.
On 95.7 The Game.
You have no idea how often that gets played in my house. It's constant.
It's Uncle Scott.
It has not slowed down yet. Not at all. Week 3 in the National Football League is only hours away. And I got three announcements to make before we hear from Brock Purdy. The first of which is to let you know where you need to be this Sunday before the Niner game. The tailgate destination sensation is Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale.
Cha-ching!
Good time in Grandy. Our pregame show starts at 10 a.m. Lo Neal and Evan Giddings will be there. They'll do the talking. You do the fun part. Games in the parking lot, great food, drinks. That's your place to watch all the early games. And as Dibs said, it's a nano box.
Yep.
So that's how you start. But if you're going to the game, we encourage you to come on by before and join for the pregame party and then take the shuttle back and forth for just $25. It's right down the street. Go to 957thegame.com, click on the kickoff show link, and you can get your spot on the shuttle now. Laughing Monk Brewing is at 1235 Oakmead Parkway right near the stadium, and it's awesome. Love the food there. We've had a great time there, so our group will see you there. That's announcement number one. Announcement number two is just for fantasy dorks like myself. Jalen Waddle is in tonight. Wide receiver, Miami Dolphins. Jalen Waddle was questionable with a shoulder. Didn't even need the pregame workout. He is good to go. And my sources on the scene say a large part of the game plan tonight. Do what you want with that. That's not from me. That's from my sources. Jalen Waddle is in for the Dolphins tonight. And then announcement number three, and this might be what I am most excited about. Announcement number three is that tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning on Steiny and Guru's radio program, Aaron Turner will join. And I bet most of you went, who dat?
Yeah, right. Wow. Big deal.
Aaron Turner is Jonathan Kuminga's agent.
Oh, hello.
Aaron Turner is Jonathan Kuminga's agent, and he will be on 95.7 The Game with Steiny and Goo at 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Man, I hope they take questions from callers, because I'll be on hold. Let's go to Dan, having the bag.
I believe that he...
Woodler Dibs, can you lay out for a second?
You're damn right we can.
We'll be laying
That's
out.
That's fair. Yeah, I already told Grandy, I go, we're going to have a hard time making best of tomorrow night, but that's okay. That's all right.
That's going to be Sports, appointment radio, man. Right there.
That's appointment radio. A birdie on the street tells me that Aaron agreed to do the interview because he's tired of callers saying that it's malpractice on his part to take the QO. He would like to discuss this with the people of the Bay Area.
I'm looking forward to hearing all of his answers to the obvious questions and the ones that are less obvious. Like, what's going on? Like, did you guys really turn down $35 million last offseason? Is Jonathan really mad at the Warriors.
Do you want to be here?
How set are you on this player option for the third year? How many teams were really interested in him in the offseason?
I will say this, okay, and this is, you know me, I love to, maybe I'm the nerd on this, but I love to dive into not just are people talking, but why?
Yeah.
Why are you talking? And I will say, from my years of experience in media, the fact that Aaron Turner agreed to do this is not the best sign for the state of negotiations.
I think it's a sign that there are things that have been thrown out there that are being received as facts that he wants to refute.
Yep.
Whether it's this $75 million contract offer, which is the latest scuttlebutt, or you know Jonathan's going to play it and trust himself and all the things that we think we know, Aaron Turner is a lot closer to it. And so he's going to give his side, which is, it's a he's in on it.
The bottom line is, Bay Area, this is as close to a Jonathan Kuminga interview as you're going to get until this thing is over. This is as close as you're going to get to what would Jonathan say. And what does Jonathan feel? So far to this point, basically Anthony Slater and a couple other dialed-in people are as close as we've gotten because he's invited them to come watch him work out and talk to them, and so they can kind of put out what Jonathan's side of the story is, but we haven't gotten anything like this until now. So we're going to get Jonathan's side to the story, and there's a reason that Aaron Turner has decided now is the time that we would like to get this out in the public, and he's doing it here with Stein and Goon. That's awesome, and I cannot wait to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, I mean, this may be a long interview because there's a long list of questions that they're going to ask.
Yeah, we're going to check with Aaron before it starts. I know you're coming on at 10:30. Do you have anything to do prior to noon, or can you just hang out for about 90 minutes or so? We'll see. So Aaron Turner tomorrow, Jonathan's agent, at 10:30. But right now, Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy, we did this whole thing, which QB is going to talk, and wouldn't you know it, the 49ers are like, both. Reminiscent of when Jim Harbaugh was like, who's starting, Alex Smith or Colin Kaepernick? And he's like, we're going to go with Colin and Alex. We're going to go with Colin and Alex. I'm like, Jim, you can't start two. But both of them spoke. Mac spoke and then Brock spoke. And this is the question and answer that took place.
We talked to head coach Kyle Shanahan and I asked him what the conversations were like between you and him. And he just said, you know, it's day to day. How is he feeling? So how are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, exactly that. It's been a day-to-day thing this week, and I feel like I'm happy with the progress that I've been making with my foot and toe, and so more than anything, it's just going to be a day-to-day thing on how I feel. Nothing really more to that. So,
was it indeed the play you kind of scrambled out to the left and got tackled as you're going toward the sideline that you heard it? Like, how did you when did you start feeling it, and how much worse did it get as the game went on?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just accumulation of certain plays and different moments in the game and stuff. So, you know, I think I finished the game and it was more so like the adrenaline cooled down. And, you know, I was like, all right, something's wrong with my toe here. And obviously you go in, get an MRI and you get a diagnosis and all that. So I didn't really know until after. But, you know, obviously you go throughout a game and you get hit and go through certain things. But My mindset's always been like, you know, I can play and you got to really take me off the field for something serious. But if I can walk and jog and throw a football, then I'm good to go. So, like, that was more so my mindset. And like I said, I didn't feel it till after. So,
did you let them know during the game that there was at least something that was bothering you in some way?
Yep.
Would you play this weekend or do you still need to wait and see how it feels in a day or two?
Definitely just gotta see, you know, come game time, how I feel. It's not, obviously I want to play every game, dude. Like I want to be out there. We only get 17 regular season games and every game matters, especially a divisional, you know, going against the Cardinals. So, if you ask me, I'd love to, but I mean, I'm trying to be smart with my body here but you never know. We'll see when game comes.
Brock, have you ever dealt with a toe injury? And if not, do you have like more appreciation for the importance of a big toe?
Yeah, I've never dealt with a toe injury. But yeah, it's crazy. Just talking to like receivers and skill position guys that, you know, you hear them go through a toe injury or whatnot, and then they go, no, dude, it's one of the most painful things regarding, because you use your toe, you use your feet, you know, and every little movement and stuff, and you got to be explosive and go in and out of cuts. So, yeah, I definitely have a new perspective and an appreciation for, you know, making sure that your toes are healthy and it's everything. So,
your shoulder, is that still an issue, or is it at this point not an issue?
No, it's good. Yeah.
Obviously, affects your mobility. How does it affect your ability to throw a football?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's you know, what dropping back. You know, I went back and watched film and just saw, you know, how explosive you really need to be at quarterback. You don't really think about it, but getting back from the line of scrimmage and your drop, your handoffs, carrying out a fake, bootlegs, you know, and scrambling, like, you need your toes to be able to go in and out of those cuts, and it's something that you can't really mask. You know, you got to be all in and healthy to be able to play the position of quarterback. So now I realize that.
Do you have to wear like a steel plate under the toe, Brock, or have the footwear adjusted? And then my other question is, are you pretty glad you escaped what Joe Burrow's got?
Yeah, I mean, I think the orthotics and cleat footwear and stuff, you know, we're going through that right now. But yeah, there's been guys that wear, you know, the steel foundation that can help out with your toes and whatnot. Yeah, there's that. And then obviously, yeah, what happened to Joe sucks, man. And so I'm fortunate, you know, that I don't have to have surgery, but, you know, it's, I don't really know what else to say, man. It's just unfortunate.
When you're watching the game, are you going through the reps that Mac's going through mentally, emotionally? Like, how are you approaching that?
During the game or practice? During the game. Yeah, obviously I'm in tune to every single play call, and you know, last week it was, I'm on the sideline, yes, but how can I help my team, you know, and be a guy there for Mac, helping him with, you know, what he saw on the field when he comes off the sideline, or talking to other players about the play and stuff. So it's just like handling all that, but obviously being in tune and seeing what he's trying or what he's seeing out in the field. It's tougher when you're on the sideline, but I understand, like, his shoes and you know, him going through reads and trying to handle the emotions of a game, it's not easy. And so, obviously, I want to be there for him and my whole team as a whole.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks, guys. We'll react to that in a sec. Brock Purdy, who spoke today after Mac Jones spoke, starting quarterback, speaks on Thursday. Both of them talked. Last Thursday, neither. This Thursday, both. I love it. I just love it. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. What'd you make of that?
Game time decision. And the one takeaway was, you know, I'm going to have to see how it feels when I get out there before the game. And you were mentioning earlier that 11:30 is where you have to submit your actives and your inactives officially. They got a 1:25 game, so I don't know if it still is 11:30.
No, it's not.
Minutes before.
Technically, a little bit before noon. So if it's a 1:20, yeah, 11:55.
Just hearing him talk, the fact that he talked at all, and then hearing him talk that, you know, they're already working through footwear and orthotics. They're already trying to, you know, figure out what might be comfortable, what might be supportive, what might work for him from a shoe standpoint, and him saying, yeah, I got to wait until I get out there on game day and see how it feels. So 1:25 kick, you get out there probably at 10 o'clock and you do your first little runaround session. And if he feels all right, he's going to play.
Correct. I think Brock's going to sit this week. That's likely. I'm going to put this, here's how I would phrase kind of what I think the 49ers are doing, what I think Brock Purdy is doing. I think that, because you always have to go into anything in life with a plan, but then be open. Like, you've got a young daughter, right? I would argue that you do this every single time you leave the house. Every time you wake up in the morning, you've got a plan, but then we're going to be open to go a different way. And that could be because the school calls, or go back a couple years. It could just be because we're about to leave and she just filled her diaper. Like, I mean, this
all
is
that, yeah,
right,
every day.
Every single thing. So you have to have a plan, but then be flexible and open for it to go a very, very different way. And I think that's what the Niners are doing here. And the plan is to start Mac Jones, but be flexible to be ready to go a different way if things progress rapidly over the next 72 hours or so. Again, this is me guessing, but I'm guessing based on what I'm hearing. There's one specific part of his sentence when he's talking about whether or not he's going to play that kind of stands out to me. And let me reread the quote. We just heard him say it, but here's the quote. Just got to see come game time how I feel. Obviously, I want to play every game. I want to be out there. You only get 17 regular season games. Every game matters, especially a division game going against the Cardinals. So if you ask me, I'd love to, but I mean, I'm trying to be smart with my body here, but you never know. We'll see when the game comes. The sentence that stands out to me is, first of all, the one that includes the word but. Like, yes, every game's important. I want to play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
But
got to be smart with your body.
And then goes on to say, you never know. You never know is what we say when you buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
You never know.
Got a couple for tonight.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. You never know. But like, yeah, Super Double, probably not.
Well, and then this one you definitely kind of do know.
You kind of do.
You're right.
Right. Like that's, you never know is something that you say when something is pretty unlikely, I think. That those three words, you never know. That's, I mean, it's what I say, like, lovely Christy and I do this every single weekend. The way I watch our fantasy games, if you're down, you know that stupid little percentage deal, Leo?
Yep.
Where you're like, oh, I've only got an 18% chance. And she'll be like, I'm not going to win. I'm done. And I'll be like, you never know. Like, your person on Monday night might go off.
It's like the Giants in this wild card thing.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
Like they could go and win their last 10, and the other teams can spit the bit. You never know. But I do think that this one's a more likely than your standard you never know, because
I'll agree, but it's less than 50-50 to me.
Yeah, but it's not 90-10. And last week was 100-0. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't even have his uniform, so he wasn't playing. This one, he's practicing. He's taken QB3 reps, I guess. He might be getting more reps than, you know, Adrian Martinez, who really knows. Right. But ultimately, as a coach, you have to go into it thinking it's going to be Mac Jones. It's Thursday. We don't know about Brock. You never know. But you do know that Mac Jones is going to be healthy. And so he's going to be the starter until Brock shows himself to be so healthy that you can go the other way.
Can we listen to it again? Just that specific answer. And then you tell me if you hear anything, not definitive, because I don't think there is anything definitive, but if you hear something that makes you kind of lean a certain way.
Definitely just got to see, you know, come game time, how I feel. It's not, obviously I want to play every game, dude. Like, I want to be out there. We only get 17 regular season games, and every game matters, especially a divisional, you know, going against Cardinals. So if you ask me, I'd love to, but I mean, I'm trying to be smart with my body here, and you never know. We'll see when game comes.
Okay. That's yeah. Like, it sounds the same to me as it does when I read it in print.
Yeah, and he says before that, he says, you know, you got to be smart with your body, but you never know. So maybe he will be a little bit hampered, and he won't be smart with his body. And
I think what they're trying to get to is, when do you arrive at the point where a doctor will look at you and say, no, playing also fits into the concept of let's be smart. Like, because playing Brock Purdy is also smart if he's healthy.
Yeah, like, but this to me goes to what Herm Edwards was saying earlier in the show about hurt versus injured. Sure. So if he's out there practicing and he can wear orthotics and they're figuring out if a plate in his foot or in his shoe would actually help him, would it help stabilize it, he might just be hurt. He might not be injured. I think he's right on that line between the two.
I agree with you, but for me, I don't even know if that's not what I would be focused on. I would not be focused on can Brock function, because I bet he can function. You know, it was interesting to hear him talk about the second half against Seattle.
Yeah, the adrenaline.
And he was just like, adrenaline takes over. And this is typical for a lot of different injuries. Then you sit down, you know, then you go get on a plane or you get in a car or you have a night's sleep and you wake up and you're like, why is that twice the size of what it was yesterday? And it hurts 10 times more and all of those things. So I get that. But as he's sitting there talking, the question that I would be asking if I'm the 49ers, what are the chances that this kind of an injury can be aggravated to the point where it gets a lot worse? And you can't sort of define that with all injuries. Anything can get worse if you're playing football.
Yeah, you're playing tackle football.
Right, but you know what I mean by that. There are certain things, for example, Kevin Durant's calf. Like, okay, dude, like, this is a super risk, but it's the NBA Finals, so it's a super risk.
And he wanted to play.
And he blew his Achilles. So this is an indicator that you can make this worse. Other things, I think, are just, they're in the healing process, and playing football for 3 hours probably isn't great on them, but it's like, the chances, in other words, if I play, am I risking turning this into a burrow? Or is it just going to hurt a little bit? Kind of a thing. And yes, there's no way to perfectly define that, but that's what doctors will do. And that's the question I would be asking. Can this be made worse just by playing, or is this just a pain management thing? And if you're taking a risk of making this a season ender, well, then the answer's hard no.
Well, of course.
But the answer's hard no.
There's no way that you can honestly determine that. And even if he waits 2 to 5 weeks, he waits 5 weeks and his toe is perfectly healed, it can happen again. You know, and he said that it happened on a number of different plays where, you know, the toe, he did it once, he did it twice, and it could have gotten worse and worse and worse, but anything can happen at any time. And I don't know if the turf toe, the variant, is one where, you know, it's necessarily more susceptible than other things to suddenly getting worse.
Well, it's a ligament. It's a ligament situation. Yep. So, like, you know, let's go to George Kittle's hamstring. Hamstrings, as we know, calves are tricky. Like, those types of injuries are the ones that you really run the risk of re-injuring and making them worse, right? Now, if you've got a bone bruise, though, it'll hurt like hell, but it's not like, oh, if somebody hits me there, it's going to snap in half. Now, I accept what you're saying. It's football. So, quite frankly, there's quite a large risk no matter what. You can be 100% healthy.
Right.
Right? And there's a huge risk because you're playing football. So there's no way to perfectly pull out a Sharpie and answer this question. But I do think a doctor would have a pretty good sense on, is this type of injury, like, what's the risk level of really taking the current injury I have and amplifying it and multiplying it into the really bad version of this injury versus, is it just going to kind of hurt more if I turn the wrong way and aggravate it? No perfect answer, But that's what I would be asking if I were him. If I was talking to the team doctors, that's what I would want to know.
Well, I'm sure the team doctors have already weighed in with that. And I think that if it was more severe, he wouldn't even be out at practice. I think that the fact that he will be 2 weeks removed from the injury on Sunday tells me that it's gotten better pretty fast and it wasn't all that severe. The 2 to 5 week proclamation or the report, it was obviously much more on the 2 than on the 5 if he's able to already be back at practice. And so practicing against your own team is different than playing tackle football against other people who are coming for you. But if the toe is already in a spot where he can go out there and play in practice, then yeah, he could get re-injured, but anything could happen to anybody.
Sure, of course. Absolutely. I mean, there's no escaping that. That was true week one when he was fully healthy. Obviously, something did happen. I thought this was an interesting answer because we think of the toe and we think of his mobility, but you also have to push off. And so he was asked how the injury affects his throwing.
You know, I went back and watched film and just saw, you know, how explosive you really need to be at quarterback. You don't really think about it, but getting back from the line of scrimmage and your drop, your handoffs, carrying out a fake, bootlegs, you know, and scrambling, like, you need your toes to be able to go in and out of those cuts. And it's something that you can't really mask. You know, you got to be all in and healthy to be able to play the position of quarterback. So now I realize that.
Okay. So I thought that was super interesting because I think that there was something going on in the second half there in Seattle that he didn't like on film. And it wasn't great. The Niners weren't moving the ball great. He threw one of his two picks. He threw the touchdown pass, and it was a weird one that he got away with. His receiver had to help him out there, even though he was on the move. I take from that, again, it's another indication that he's like, this needs to be better for me to go out and succeed at quarterback this weekend.
Yeah, and he said in that little interview there, the press conference, that he did tell the sideline that something was going on and that it was hurting, and it wasn't so bad that he couldn't continue to go out there and play. And he even mentioned how, yeah, if I'm able to go out there and do it, I'm going to go and keep playing as long as I possibly can. And that's what he did, and then the adrenaline went away, and he realized he had himself a problem.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Definitely just gotta see, you know, come game time, how I feel. It's not, obviously I want to play every game, dude. Like, I want to be out there. We only get 17 regular season games, and every game matters, especially a divisional, you know, going against the Cardinals. So if you ask me, I'd love to, but I mean, I'm trying to be smart with my body here, and you never know. We'll see when game comes.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky from The Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs. And if you want to see their beautiful faces, you can check them out on YouTube. Search 95.7 The Game right now.
It's kind of funny that we would have Joe Shasky mention seeing the beautiful faces because we're ready to roll on YouTube.
Yep.
That took a little maneuvering here during the break, but
a little bit.
You look great.
Well, thanks.
You look awesome.
In case you were hearing
YouTube.
A high pitched whiny squeaky noise for about 6 minutes.
That wasn't you.
No. And like me?
No.
Oh, it was you weren't hearing things.
No.
Nor was it me.
No.
And we think we
neither
fixed
of those
it.
Things.
We think we got it rectified.
For now. And we fixed it in the me sort of way, which is just like...
It's a bit of an upset.
Yeah, just shake things and move, and then hopefully it stops.
Yeah, and...
Don't like go about it any technical sort of a way.
That's right.
Anyway,
I just called Tim Jordan, and then it immediately fixed itself.
Dude, he's a powerful human being. He's like... that's like Star Wars. Remember when like these aren't the droids you're looking for?
Totally.
Like, just, hey, camera... This is not the noise you're looking for. Stops.
Or like Harvey Keitel in Pulp Fiction, the wolf. I'm sending in the wolf. That's basically for those of you who don't work here. That's the Tim Jordan. He is the wolf of Odyssey San Francisco.
He is. He's part of our wolf pack.
Yeah.
And
I'm sending in the wolf. That's all he had to say, my friend.
All right. Get on over to YouTube or just keep listening or however you're listening. It all works for us. Glad you're with us. 888-957-9570. Brock Purdy speaks. Mac Jones speaks. Who's the starter? Ooh, we don't know. And neither do the Arizona Cardinals, which I do think is part of this. My sense is that it is more likely than not that Mac Jones plays, and I think that's the sense for most people, and I think that's the lean for most people. It was funny to listen to Steiny and Goo, and a lot of listeners do this earlier, and you know, the idea of like rushing someone back, and somehow, some way, it all lands on Ian Rappaport's Twitter. It's like, just because he said it's going to be 2 to 5 weeks, if it's anything less than that and it doesn't go well, then that's Kyle Shanahan rushing Brock back. And if he were to go out there this weekend and get hurt, then Kyle was going to get hammered. But what if it's the following week? What if he does miss two games and then he comes back the following week and he gets re-injured? And Steiny's like, well, then Kyle's still going to get killed. And Guru's like, no. And I'm like, no, he absolutely will take criticism either way. Like, this isn't just about Ian Rappaport's tweet. In other words, fans are going to want Brock Purdy to be fully ready to stay healthy once he returns, or else everyone's going to get upset about the whole thing.
The whole thing is, for me, it's such nonsense. And the phrase itself is just erroneous. Rush so-and-so back. It's as if Kyle Shanahan has Brock take off his shoe, and Kyle looks at it and goes, oh, it looks bad, but you know what? Darn it, we need you really bad. You're going to have to play. I'm going to have to rush you back. They don't ever really do that. Like the Kevin Durant example you gave earlier was a good one. Kevin's calf was not great, and it could possibly lead to a ruptured Achilles, which is really, really bad. And Kevin Durant said, I'm going to play. It's the NBA Finals. And he got hurt. That doesn't happen very often. And usually it's a medical team consulting with the coach, consulting with the player, and it's week three. So if Brock Purdy's toe is bad and he can't go, they're not going to play him. And if his toe is pretty good, they're going to play him. No one's rushing anyone anywhere.
No, but there's I get the idea. No one's rushing anyone, but the idea of the push-pull of, like, could I play? Yeah, I could. I could. Well, is that a smart thing to do? And then combine that with, oh, by the way, are you your best self? Because I don't want to get into this with anybody about like, oh, Mac looked just like Brock, so Mac is like Brock. And I've seen every single one of your fakakta messages that you've all sent today that Brock is going to hurry himself back because he's worried about losing the job.
Footsteps, Mark. He's hearing footsteps.
That's 265 million reasons to be completely comfortable with his job status. Somebody beat the Saints and we're doing this? Stop. Absurd. absurd. And I know most of you who are saying that are literally just doing it to troll. So that is not part of this conversation, not even in the slightest. But what I do think goes on is players want to play, and players want to play really badly.
You heard that from Brock. He's like, you only get 17 of these.
You don't get so many of these. I really want to play. But if the player himself is saying, I got to be smart, I don't want to push this too much, if he's saying that, realize that everybody else around him wants to be even more conservative. To me, it's always the player wants to play more than anybody. And I get it, the team wants their best players to play and all of that too. And I know if you go back a number of years in the NFL, it kind of used to be the other way around, where teams were just like, yeah, dude, there's actually no such thing as concussions.
Right.
So you're fine. Here's some smelling salts.
You get your bell rung.
Yeah, there's a little dirt. Rub that on your face and get back out there and play. Those days are over. And how many times did Herm Edwards literally say to us, you have to protect the players from themselves?
Yeah.
So if Brock is already like, yeah, I might not be able to play, I got to think the team and the team doctors are even further in the conservative direction. That'd be my guess.
Yes, and they're going to do what's best for Brock. The doctors especially, Kyle Shanahan, they're going to do what's best for the player. In week three, big game, battle of unbeatens, divisional game, blah, blah, blah. I get it. But if it comes down to where they don't think that he's in a good enough spot physically to play, he doesn't play. This is not the Super Bowl. This is not T.O. coming back in the Super Bowl and playing on a broken leg.
Right.
Like,
right.
That's the Super Bowl, and your leg is broken, and you're going to go ahead and play anyway. Fred Warner last year, fractured ankle. I can still, you know, give it a go, and I could be at 80% Fred, and, you know, it can't really get any worse. It's already broken, so he played through it for about 2 months or more, and it's just it's what you do. You're a tough guy.
Question. It's an interesting question as to why. I mean, they were 6-11.
Because you only get 17 of these, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, like, at a certain point, and again, I know that even at 6-11, they were technically in it for a little bit longer than most 6-11 teams were. But once that Thursday night rainy Rams loss happened, and I think that was the game where Campbell walked off the field at the same position that Fred plays.
12-6.
12-6.
We were there.
Dude, we were there.
You were out in the rain.
I was sitting in it.
I think I was sitting next to Grandy in the press box.
Yeah, you were in the press box. Yeah. You were eating good food. I was just sitting there. Christy was sitting there. We were just getting drenched.
There was a spider on the glass on the outside of the press box that was in my my eye line, and I was so annoyed.
Why don't you move?
Because it's my seat, my press seat.
Yeah,
you know?
But you could, like, even if you just moved to the left.
It was only when they're on the left side of the field. Like, if they're down at the 20, I'm looking, and then there's a spider just kind of hanging there. I'm like, this is so annoying. I wish I could just open the window, but that's
like
10-inch thick glass. Spider didn't move. It was raining. You didn't want to be out in the rain.
No, or maybe actually he loved it. It might have been refreshing, but he's like, I got Puka on my fantasy team. I'm locked in. Like, you know what I mean? He's watching the game. But anyway, yeah.
Fred played 17 games last year.
Why? Why did he play after they lost to the Rams? It was over.
Because he's a football player. And this
I've
is
got
what
a major bromance with Fred Warner.
Yeah, he's a nut job.
And you talk about, could the toe get worse? And I was just immediately thinking about Kyle Juszczyk, where he got a concussion. And we know that with concussions, even if you get cleared, you go through the protocol, you've got a concussion, you're more likely, especially in the near term, to get another one.
Oh, well,
and yet,
you're more likely for the rest of your life.
Right, and this I'm sure this is not his first concussion. I mean, the guy plays fullback. And just watching the game, I think I saw where he got the concussion, and he wound up playing about 8 more snaps in the game.
Yeah.
There was a block that he made, and the linebacker came up and went, it was just boom, helmet to helmet. And he kept on playing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, come to find out,
you
got a concussion, so now you're in the protocol, and he can't wait to get out of that protocol and get back in there and start smashing people with his head again.
Yeah, well, and those are the hardest injuries to figure out, by the way, because, you know, and knock on wood, have you ever had a concussion? I've never had a concussion.
Many, yeah.
Many.
But, and again, I don't want to.
Why have you had many?
Well.
You didn't play football.
No, but back in the day, you got your bell rung. And it was
by who?
1972. I'm doing what I always did. The Fultons lived across the creek from the Dibleys. The two Fulton boys are about the same age as the two Dibley boys. The four of them would constantly play. I was younger, so I'd got to be either the all-time catcher or the announcer. So I'm all-time catching, which means, you know, basically I'm running around fetching. I'm playing fetch.
The announcer?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Early on, I was doing a lot of play-by-play.
You didn't get concussed doing the announcing, did you?
I was catching, and there was a pitch, and I came out too soon to get the ball, and Chris Fulton, who was a D1 athlete eventually, metal bat, bang, right in the head, right in the temple.
What'd you come out of the squat for?
I thought it was a pitch out. I don't know. I was 5.
Misread the sign?
Totally. Thought maybe it was someone was stealing home. Either way, God. Chris hits me with the bat in the head, and yeah, it stars, and you're out. I'm out cold.
It's one of my favorite lines that you've ever delivered. Back in the day, you get your bell rung.
It's
like,
fact.
No, it wasn't a rule. Like, I'm only 7 years younger than you. It's not like, yeah, back then, we rung each other's bells back then.
You didn't get concussion. You got your bell rung, and you had a lump on your head, and then you put ice on it or a bag of frozen peas,
yep.
And that was it. You didn't get a concussion. I mean, of course you did. I'm sure my brain went inside my head.
How do you know? Did you have any symptoms? Did you start throwing up later? Did you have headaches?
Doesn't always go that way.
No, not always, but usually.
Oh, yeah, I had headaches.
Okay.
I got hit in the head with a bat by a guy who was 4 years older than me. He was probably 10. I was 5. Got my bell rung.
But then you said you've had many.
Yeah.
What else happened?
1978. I'm playing flag football. And
we don't have time for this.
I'm playing fullback.
What is?
And the play's going to the left. And for some reason, I'm supposed to be the lead blocker. And we're going that way. And for some reason, I turned around to look behind me. And I turned back around. Bam! Right into my own teammate.
You don't block in parking lot football.
This is flag football.
What are we doing?
This was in Petaluma.
They were lying to you. There's
no
blockers.
On the west side. Oh, yeah, there is. Flag football? You've never played like actual flag football.
I play a lot of flag football. Usually kids are way too selfish to block. Like, you blocked because they asked you to and you actually did it.
I blocked because I wasn't very fast, tall, athletic, or good. And but you know, you sign up and so they have you play. Danny, we're gonna have you block. And so I ran into my own guy. Bang! Stars. Concussion. Broke my cheekbone on that one. Right here, this one.
Your life cracks me up.
Injury prone. You could say it.
I don't like to.
It happened.
Is that it?
For concussions? Probably. Probably.
The best answer would be, I don't remember.
I don't. I really don't. Gail pushed me off the deck.
I was on my
trike, 1971.
My trike.
Pushed me off the deck, and I had 144 stitches in my head. That might have been a concussion.
Hey, Gail on the phone. We need to talk about this.
What did you do?
I mean, I know it's been a lot of years, but honestly.
Like, tough customer, that Gail.
Yeah. Any accountability?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, it was the 70s. There was no accountability.
No, what about
you got
now?
A Band-Aid and you shut up. That's what happened. No, through it all, I turned out just fine. I'm doing great.
I mean, debatable, but yeah, I like you.
Yeah. Let me think about another concussion.
Anyway, those are the tough ones because you don't know.
You never know.
Like, there's no broken bone where you're like, I'm fine. And then 2 days later, you're like, ow. I mean, actually, I'm lying. I guess that does happen. I mean, my mom fell and broke her leg, and it turns out she broke both legs, but she didn't know that she broke the other leg because the first leg was so bad and the other one was a hairline. Then, right, the left leg hurts so bad that you don't even feel the right. So, yes, that happens, and love you, Mom. But, like...
And I think that's what Fred's was. Like, it's a fracture, but it's not like...
But it hurt. I'm sure it hurt.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, a concussion, you could be like, I'm fine. And 2 days later, you wake up, and the room is spinning, and you're throwing up.
Or you get a concussion, and before they had the blue tent and, you know, Tell the Truth, the movie... You got a concussion, and like you said, it was smelling salts, and get back in there.
Or you're a quarterback, and your team will lie for you because they know that you're going to suck if you don't play. So Tua can literally walk sideways off the field, and they're like, he's good. That still ticks me off, dude. That was the worst thing I've ever seen on a football field. That dude couldn't walk straight, and they cleared him. And by, just so y'all know, the rule is if there are visible signs on the field, you're automatically out for the game. Even if you then clear something, you are automatically in the protocol.
Right.
You're out for the game. And but they're just like, no, he went into the back and he's fine.
Well, now they have the guy who is, you know, spotting
it. Not that day they didn't.
Yeah.
And what does that mean, independent guy? I don't know. If you give that guy $1 million, is he still independent?
I think it's a league official.
Well,
it's not a team official.
You trust officials. I don't.
And I wonder about the Juszczyk one, if he, at the end of the series, went to the bench and he's like, I think I need to see somebody, or maybe they spotted it and they brought him in and they tested him. I don't know. I'm sure there are so many concussions in NFL games that go unpoliced or unnoticed, you know?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Is it funny that I got hit in the head with a bat as a 4-year-old?
The way you tell it, yes it is. Skills and Vallejo.
That just, really hurt.
Skills just texted the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. And he goes, I've said this before, but Dib's stories of misfortune are the best.
I mean, I got more if you want them.
I know you do. Oh, God.
Anytime any injury comes up, you can assume I've had it.
You've had it 5 times.
And there's a story behind
it. It's like, I know you're 57. You seem to be 482 in terms of how many things you've experienced in this realm.
Yeah.
You can't have experienced all this by this age. Or even in one full lifetime. Like,
I've done a lot of things now. I ever tell you about the time I got hit in the face by a 5-iron?
In the face?
Right here, right under the nose.
By a 5-iron?
I'm playing Sunol, which is now closed. God. Shout out Sunol Golf Course. I'm on a par 3, and I hit the ball, and as I'm looking up to follow it, the club had broken in half. So the club is, at this point, kind of dangling, and as I swing in my follow-through, the bottom end of it swings up, bam, right in the face. Hits me right here, Mark, right under the nose. If it was a few inches, I mean, I could have broken my nose.
Where'd the ball go?
Short.
Okay.
A little short. Short left, I think. Got up and down.
You did?
Yeah.
Nice par.
After I kind of bled out on the tee box.
Oh, God.
We were playing the blue tees, but suddenly we're playing the purple tees.
I've broken my nose before. Not with a golf club.
No.
This is a ground ball that took a bad hop.
Ah, yeah.
Baseball practice. Yeah, baseball practice. Hit a pebble. Then it hit my face. In the face. Anyway.
Chipped a tooth playing baseball.
Here. Calais Campbell was asked if he wants to face Mac or Brock. This is from NFL Network.
You want a truthful answer? The truthful answer is I'd much rather play against Mac Jones. And that's not a shot, because Mac is a first-round talent, and, you know, he can do all the things. Yeah. He just hasn't been that defense. He hasn't been that offense a long time, so, you know, he just is still going through it. But, with Brock, I mean, he's a master of the offense. He can make it go. I'm willing to play whoever they put in front of me, and we go out there and we go earn it. But we have a little bit of advantage, with just a quarterback who hasn't been there as long in the offense versus somebody who's a master of it.
A master of the offense.
It's a pretty funny answer.
It is.
And
he's got a good laugh in there, too.
He does. And the cliche first-round talent is he was a first-round pick. I don't think that he's a first-round talent.
Well, there's a little
Brock
bit
Purdy,
of a...
Is he a first-round talent?
He would be if you redrafted the draft,
But you wouldn't use that expression because he wasn't taken in the first round.
And Mac Jones wouldn't be.
Right.
So, but
Josh Rosen is not a first-round talent, but he was taken in the first round.
What he's saying, though, is that there are some physical tools there that once upon a time really impressed the hell out of people. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Somebody made him a millionaire right out the gate, a multimillionaire right out the gate, 15th pick in the draft. By the way, the person who did that, some would call the greatest coach of all time. Not, but some people say that.
Well, he has the greatest record. He has the most Lombardi, so.
Well, I'm biased as I may be. You'll never, ever. Like, if you want to take Joe Montana from us and make it Tom Brady, I'll live. You ain't taking Bill Walsh. Nope, nope, nope. I'll never hear it, and I'll just be that
stubborn. Oh, so you think that Bill Walsh is the greatest coach of all time?
In my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, you would be wrong, if I can quote Greg Cosell.
Man,
you would be
fine.
Wrong.
Why? Who do you like?
I mean, you would have to go with Belichick. He's the most accomplished. Belichick.
Yeah, most accomplished. I have no problem with most accomplished. I
mean, you get into the, you really get into the weeds of
sure.
You know who is truly the best? Is it you know Don Shula?
Well,
did
you gotta,
it forever.
Yeah, you got to define best. Also, same thing with Brady and Montana. There are people who would pick somebody else who they're like, no, that's the best. If you stuck Peyton Manning on the Patriots, what does it look like? Maybe even better. I don't know.
And it might be, when all things are said and done here in 10 years, it might be Patrick Mahomes. Because I did the statistical comparison of their first, I think, 8 years, and it is remarkably similar, except Mahomes is a little better.
Yeah.
And they each have three rings.
I think that we could also, a sane person could sit here right now and go, you know, I think the shine might be about to wear off Patrick Mahomes. I mean, if you do want to dive into stats, he didn't have a good year last year. If you want to dive into stats, he's not having a good year this year. And the reason it matters this year and didn't matter last year is because last year they won anyway. Except for all of us, I think we'll sit here and agree, boy, the way they won those games last year, not terribly sustainable. There were some breaks in there. All those one-score games, and now they're on the losing side of them early. And they're 0-2 for the first time in his career. I'm not saying that there's no – Patrick is great. Patrick's Hall of Fame candidacy is already over. It's already over. But he is being personally outshined right now by Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Not by team yet.
Right. And
not
he
by
was,
team yet.
He was last year too.
But
outshined.
He is, yes.
And yet his team went to the Super Bowl.
But if this year they say miss the playoffs – and Lamar or Josh goes to the Super Bowl, there'll be a new conversation, even if it's just once.
Of right now, like,
yeah, you know, absolutely.
They've got a lot of resume to build before they even sniff that conversation.
I mean, it would be interesting right now to go, okay, GMs, quarterback draft, go. He ain't going first overall.
No, Josh Allen is.
Yeah.
And then...
So then what's your definition of best? Yes, he's way more accomplished, but if we all think Josh Allen's a better player... then who's the best?
Well, he is right now as we sit, and he's got a better team around him, and that's part of the problem with Kansas City.
Does he?
Oh, yeah, Kansas City, they're going through a little bit of a roster turnover.
A great defense last year.
Yeah.
And the Bills don't have a receiving core to write home about.
Well, we'll see tonight.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
Oh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.